Brian's watching intently as well ahead of the business news. He is starting though here in France, where the government is slamming the brakes on a landmark trade deal between Europe and South America.
So the EU had been in the home stretch, Stuart, of a free trade deal with the Mercosur bloc of South American nations. That's Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. Negotiations were launched all the way back in 1999. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen had been due in Brazil on Monday to finally seal that pact with a summit planned for December 20th. Well, that deal would create a common market of around 780 million consumers, reducing or eliminating tariffs on EU exports of cars and their parts, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, even wine. It would also, though, open the EU market to significant quantities of agricultural imports. Quotas include 99,000 tons of South American beef, 180,000 tons of poultry. European farmers have long been opposed to the deal, saying that it would expose them to unfair competition with Mercosur producers who are not subject to the same standards as they are. On Sunday, the French Prime Minister's office said not enough has been done to ensure a level playing field, France calling for more robust measures to protect Europe's agricultural markets, mirrored production standards, and increased safety checks. Paris calling also for a delay on final EU approval votes set for this week. Take a listen here.
Today, products that do not comply with our health regulations are arriving on European soil from Mercosur. Mercosur is not a good deal as it stands. We're still waiting for concrete, effective responses to the three French requests, namely the safeguard clause, mirror measures, and strengthened controls.
Next from Brian, big investors are seeking to protect themselves as fears grow in the market of a bit of an AI bubble.
Indeed, Stuart. The Financial Times reporting that trading volume in credit default swaps for companies at the forefront of the AI boom has soared by 90% over the past 3 months. Credit default swaps are a form of investment insurance. They're contracts designed to hedge against the possibility of firms defaulting on their debt. Those instruments played a major role in the 2008 financial crisis. Major investors now piling into them for firms known as hyperscalers. Those are those companies who are pouring massive amounts of often borrowed cash into data centers and infrastructure for AI applications. Meta, Amazon, Alphabet, and Oracle have raised a combined $88 billion just this fall by issuing debt. Oracle, under particular scrutiny due to its lower credit rating, its shares and its corporate bonds, both saw big sell-offs last week after the company missed revenue targets. Analysts say that its big boost in capital expenditures is a source of worry.
Yeah, when you think about the biggest concerns that were out there, one, it was the pace of spending. And the company did hike its CapEx plans for this fiscal year from basically $35 billion to $50 billion. So that's an enormous hike here for the company. And as a result, if that's going to be a new sustained higher threshold, that's going to require even more potentially financing needs than maybe was previously thought.
Markets and Brian, what are we seeing?
A losing day, Stuart, for major Asian indexes on Monday. Shanghai down around 0.5%, Hong Kong off by around 1.3%. As new data shows China's economic slowdown deepening, retail sales there were sharply under growth estimates, coming in at 1.3% higher than a year earlier, instead of the 2.8% higher that had been projected for November. Investment in fixed assets, meanwhile, falling by some 2.6% annually for the same month. The KOSPI in Seoul off by 1.8% amid some steep drops in shares of Samsung Electronics and the chipmaker SK Hynix. Here in Europe, meanwhile, markets opening in positive territory, looking to bounce back from last week's tech sell-off. Central bank policy calls will be in the spotlight this week, with the European Central Bank and the Bank of England set to deliver rate decisions. The FTSE in London up around 0.4%, the DAX in Frankfurt up nearly 0.5% at the open.
Finally for business, of course, we're in full holiday season. Many French consumers, though, they're actually tightening their belts.
A recent study showing the average French budget for Christmas celebrations at its lowest level since 2017, coming in around 491 euros. And despite some stress about the costs for family meals, decorations, and gifts, 76% of French people say that it does remain their favorite holiday. Our colleagues at France Télévisions and Florent Marché have the story.
As Christmas approaches, families are stocking up on gifts and food. Six out of 10 French people say they are willing to go into debt to celebrate the holiday and finish paying for their Christmas gifts in spring. According to a study, 41% of those surveyed say that the money in their checking accounts will not be enough to cover their end-of-year expenses. Gifts make up the biggest part of the holiday budget. This mother explains how much she spends for her children.
About 200 euros each, 250, it depends. 200 euros per child.
The average French budget for a Christmas meal will be 123 euros, down 6 euros from last year.
We're catering less, we're cooking more, we're looking for products that are cheaper at the moment.
I haven't budgeted yet, I haven't finished. If we go over budget, we'll make up for it later.
Budgets may be tighter, but retailers say they don't have too much to worry about.
We don't expect to have an extraordinary Christmas, but we always say that, and it ends up happening anyway.
84% of those surveyed want to make others happy, no matter what. Christmas remains the French people's favorite holiday.
Sure to be festive, no matter what, Stuart.
Exactly. We shall look forward to seeing you in your Santa hat a little later, Brian.